So let's continue the story here, the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Ben Hanani got to the butcher, and he told the butcher that, I'm going to take your head. And he said, if you don't show me the Sabbath, a tuna live, I'm going to literally take your head. And he showed them where he lives. Now, in the end, what happened was there was a. The way you get into Sabbath Beatuna was a little complicated. Basically, they had a threshold, and there was a guard, and then there was a little space, and there was a guard outside and inside, and there was some space. And then they put sand between the guards. So now, if beyond the guards, so there was a whole bunch of sand, and there was guards in the middle. If they would see someone whose feet, footprints, be were if they would if they would if someone would have walked in to Sabbath Beatuna with no permission, they would kill the exterior guard because he wasn't supposed to let anyone in. And if someone would leave Sabbath Beatuna without permission, they would kill the interior guard. He's not supposed to let anyone out. And so what Shub Ben Hanani did was to get in. Is he went into the threshold, he put his shoe down facing out. So they thought someone left. So immediately they killed the inner guard. Then he put his shoe in facing in. They thought someone got in. So they can't kill the exterior guard. So he got in with no problem. I'm not 100% sure what the significance of that is, that whole story. But anyway, so. Ozal, he went into the room where they were standing. Ashkach Yenuka Mila'el. He saw the younger students sitting on the bottom floor, and Sabi and the older ones Milatachas. So the younger ones are sitting Mila'el, and on top, and the younger one and the older ones on bottom. Amr Yehiv Neshamalahani. If I say shalom to the high to one group, katli lihani, the other group will kill me. Savri anan adifan. If I say shalom to the older ones first, to the younger ones first, then the older ones will kill me. Amar shalom luchu. If I say hello to the other one first, amar lemaaviritech. So he didn't know what to do. So amar shalom aleichem to the group. Fine. Amra lahu chakima diudaya. Now, who are you? He said, I'm the wise man of the Jews. I want to learn from you. So they said, Iach, if you want to learn from us, we'll ask you a question first to see. Amrulahi, okay, izachisuli, if you get me, if you win me, call the beast of Avidubi, you could do whatever you want. Vizakinu, but if I win, Ichlu Gabi Gaboy Besfinta, you have to come with me to the boat. Okay? So what was the first riddle? So this goes by riddles. So we'll learn the first riddle inside, and then we'll try to figure out what they're talking about. Amaleahu Gavra. So they said to him, there was a person, the Ozil Ubay Itza. He was going and he wanted to marry a woman. Below Yahavule, and they did not give him the shidduch. My chazile dazil hecha de madlumine. Where so this guy goes, he wants to marry a woman, they say no, right? So where is he gonna go next? Which shidduch? He's clearly gonna go to a woman of lesser stature. Because if this woman of higher stature already said no, so then why would he now go to someone of higher stature? Kavachomer, they're going to say no. So he goes to a person of lower stature. That was the point. Is this not true? That was the point Sabbat de Beatuna made to Rabbi Shub and Chananya. So he says, Shakal Sichta, he took a peg, Dotzal Tasoy, and he tried to put it into the bottom of the wall. It didn't go in. Loy all. Loy. if you go, he went a little higher. Oh, it went in. How could it be? How could it be that it didn't go in the bottom, but it went in the top? You know, because the bottom is a thicker wood, right? So it went into the top, though. Amar hainami misrami bas mazli. Sometimes you get good mazel. And sometimes you get good mazel. Not just good mazel. They translate nicely here. It's the person who was just destined for him. It's bas mazli. She, the first one was not bas mazli. Wasn't a good shidduch. But the second one maybe is a good shidduch. So maybe he would go to someone with a better yichus. Now, I don't see anyone's faces, but I'm sure if I would see anyone's faces, you would probably be surprised to see this Gemara, because what in the world is the significance of all this story? Right? Does this make any this story doesn't seem to be adding up. What's the point of this? What are they trying to prove with this? Is this correct that if someone's offered a shidduch, they say no, he goes to someone a lower yichus, and then he replies, not necessarily, because maybe there's a bas mazel, and I'll prove to you with the peg. So what's going on? So what is going on? So Zakt the Gra. That this goes back to the main point of what is the argument of Saba de Be'atuna of the Greek Chachamim against the Jews. The point is, Jews, you're far gone. Jews, Hashem doesn't care about you. You're not the chosen people. You're really nothing. You're a smart bunch of guys, but that's about it. And you're not the chosen people. And Shimon Hananiah says, no, of course, we're the chosen people, and we have this special relationship with God, and Hashem will never forget about us. Okay, so what does that have to do with this whole story? You see where this is going or no? So, you already see where it's going? What?
I'm thinking it's saying that means that Bnei Yisrael was like, we're getting a relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu high. Just because we sometimes are not there doesn't mean we shouldn't strive for it.
Okay, true. But the question is, what's their point with the Shidduch story?
Well, us with the Torah is like, right?
Chasson okay, good, 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 good. So the Gra says that the story is the story that happened at Matan Torah, that Hashem offered the Torah to the other nations first. So the point that they're saying is, hold on, you guys think you're special because you got the Torah? You're not special because you got the Torah. Fakert, Hashem offered us the Torah and we didn't take it. So where does Hashem go? He already offered us. We're number one. We're the chosen people. He wanted to give it to us. Remember the whole story? Hashem misinai bav zarach miseir lomai hayfiyah maharparan v'asa mirei v'iskay hayfiyah maharparan v'asa. So my boy beparan, my boy miseir, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to the Umay Soilam. And guess what, guys? You're not chosen. We all said no. So now Hashem sees, we're at the bottom of the barrel. We're at the bottom of the barrel. All the people I wanted say no. Where am I going from here? You think I'm going higher? To a better nation? Obviously not. No one good wants me. I'm going to go to the bottom of the barrel. I'll take the Jews. I have no choice. So clearly, from that story, says Asaba de Be'atuna, you guys are the bottom of the barrel. If you go to five people and they'll say no, you're not going now to the prince, to the queen of England to try to get the shidduch. Everyone else said no to you already, right? The queen of Somalia said no already. So now you're going to go up to the queen of England. Makes no sense. Obviously, you're just going to go down to... So Edom said no. Yishmael said no. Everyone said no. So now he settled for the Jews. That is their time, and that's the way the girl learns their point. Now it makes a lot of sense what they're trying to say with this shidduch concept. Otherwise, it makes no sense. Okay? Now, that's the way the girl learns this concept. Okay, now, what is the girl saying? What did Rabbi Shimon Hanani say back? He said two things back. He took a peg, and he stuck it in the bottom of the wall, and it didn't go through. He used a peg to bring out a point. That sometimes the peg could hit a higher point because it's bas mazli. So he says like this. And this really, I'm gonna say the concept outside, and then we'll get into the details maybe. The concept that he says is an incredible idea. And then we'll see how he learns it out. But what he says is like this. This goes back to the whole concept of the fundamental difference between the Chachma of the Umay Sa'ilam and the Chachma of the Torah. He says that if the Chachma, if the wisdom of Torah was the way you guys perceive wisdom, which is what we said last time, they perceive wisdom as a tool, as a way to utilize and manipulate the world. You want to understand it better. So the thing is there, you want to analyze it. So if Torah is Chachma, so maybe I would hear what you're saying. Maybe I would hear what you're saying. In your understanding that Torah is Chachma, so Hashem offered it to one nation. I would have really liked for you to get it. You don't want it? Okay, I'll have to go down a level, right? I'm offering a course. You know, Harvard doesn't want me to teach it. So, you know, I guess I'll go down to, you know, whatever. That's okay. But he says, you have it all wrong. We understand Chachma is not there as a, Torah is not a Chachma. It's not just a wisdom that you're supposed to understand. Torah is there as a way to, let's say it like this first. Torah is there as a way to improve oneself, to perfect oneself, to become even greater, and so you can connect more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chachma is. Chachma is a means for us to improve ourselves and connect better to Hashem. So it's very simple. Hashem offered it to you more because you have more to fix. You guys have more problems. So if the point of Torah is to fix yourself, he offered it to you first because you guys have more problems. But the reason you said no is because you were not willing to fix your problems. Because it says over there, Lo Tirtzach, and if it says Lo Tirtzach and you guys are addicted to killing, you're not willing to take it. And if it says over there, Lo Signoiv, and you're addicted to stealing, so you're not willing to take it. But we took the Torah, you know why? Because we're willing to change ourselves and we're willing to improve ourselves with the Torah. And by doing that, get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Adrabba, we were more appropriate for the Torah to begin with. We're the match for the Torah. We're the ones that really, the Torah is there for us. It's a good shidduch. Because shidduchim is not about yichus. Shidduchim is about being bas mazle. It's about, you have to find the bas mazle. Who's appropriate? Who's designated for whom? And it's about a relationship. It's not about points. And therefore, the Torah is not given to a nation as a chokhmah to study. It's given to its bas mazel. It's given to create a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Torah is given to be a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lehefech is true. The fact that he offered it to you first is not a raya that you're better or worse. It's a raya that you were offered to the opportunity to be fixed it, but it wasn't about who he offered to it. It's about who said yes. And you didn't say yes because it's not bas mazle, because the Torah is not appropriate for you, because you will not be willing to enter into the relationship that the Torah requires. You're not willing to fix your character based on the Torah. We are. And therefore, in your understanding, your worldview, the Chachma is just intellectual knowledge. Maybe you would be correct that it makes sense to first offer it to the highest level. But the way we understand it, it's not like that. Because Baruch Hu wanted to rule out every other option till he realized that we were the bas mazle. But if it's about improving a relationship, then lehefech is true. The fact that we said yes proves that we have the eternal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and not you. That's basically the Gra saying over here. That this is the Shakla Vatari over here about the Torah and what it's coming to do for us. Okay? But we still have to understand what's the whole story with the peg. So we'll learn that tomorrow. Okay?
Hey, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Shkai.
See you.
Very good. Shkai.
Excellent.